Okay, so Dendish comes down the stairs of this kind of large town hall from where he clearly lives above it with a stack of papers. And he puts them all out on the table and he continues to his story. Like, these were some of the papers I was issued prior to leading up and then my eventual... my dismissal letter, he says. It's all official, as you can see. He points toward the Winterborn crest, or the seal, I should say. And he puts them on the table.
Can we maybe take these for further examination later tonight so we can continue the conversation?
He nods.
Excellent. Thank you.
Feel free to pour over those. Yes.
So, under your... things, put Dendish's papers. There's a people, places, things in the back of your book where you're at.
Oh, I was going to get trappings.
I would put it under trappings because you may not. The best thing to do with things is like things that are shared between the party, places you all have been, and people you've all met. So shared things can be essentially put there. So you don't have to worry about like, oh, well.
How much do the Dendish's papers weigh?
10 encumbrance. That's right.
Someone has the stupid thing.
How many papers equal one encumbrance? Nine.
Nine.
That's right. Damn.
How much is this book?
Infinite. It is infinite.
It's four. It's two-handed. I think this Lyander is four encumbrance, actually.
It's binded.
It's three encumbrance in the book, so it's three encumbrance.
Yeah.
So...
is that what a book is?
It's two handed.
No, this is Vihander.
No, the actual, no, sorry.
The sword. Yep. So he hands the papers over and he sighs deeply.
Would there be others that got papers such as these? Would you be able to introduce me to them?
There are others, certainly, amid the town, but I do not think that they would be awake at this, or they would probably be off in the doing their work for the day right now. I can make the proper introductions if you like, though.
In time, yes. I would like that. I would like to get the feel of the people. You mentioned elders of the community in your letter. I would definitely like to meet with them.
Certainly, he says.
Yes. I feel that we should all get to know each other better. If we're going to be working with each other for... well, hopefully fruitfully for years to come. So, yes, it'd be good to meet the people. But, do you think there was anything else, perhaps, to talk about that you could not put in that letter? You did mention that there were some things left out of letters.
He kind of winces.
And if you wish to speak in private, I can dismiss the others.
Nay, I just wanted to let you know that that your family has always been in my prayers, and that I've always been a leal servant to the Winterborns. And it is not merely for my dismissal why I've called you here. That is a simple way to look at it. This is about the greater the good of the people in Dunhollow. It is about more than just myself or others who have been cast out from the estate. It's about a legacy. Your family has been here for generations. My concerns are broader than they are more specific about my own will. I will make well my own.
It seems like you have done all right with yourself. You have taken residence here, and
Town Hall does not belong to me, he says. Oh. It belongs to all of Dunhollow. This is where we come if there is danger.
That's good to know.
It's large enough to hold the entirety of the village, and then some.
That is good. So take account of the size of the rooms. Rather large, or...?
The floor here would hold at least 200 people.
Yeah. Okay. It's a good-sized village, then.
You know,
hopefully we have no need to ever use it.
I would say that... if you were to continue your investigation, I would recommend speaking to Dr. Harold Greystone.
Dr. Harold Greystone.
Indeed. He was the
Is he an animal mender, physician?
He is a doctor.
An actual doctor.
With a capital K. Indeed, he has seen to your... He has seen to Lady... He's seen to the Baroness for some time. He was under their employ.
Was?
Yes.
Sorry, was doctor. What was his name?
Harold Greystone.
Harold.
So he isn't any known.
So then he would be another that would have been let go with such papers.
He left upon his own accord.
Oh, well then.
Where'd he go to?
He does not live in the village. The people are wary of him. Okay, he hesitates when he says this.
I didn't ask where he wasn't. I asked where he was.
Well, he's, you still think he isn't?
I can tell you where he is. He's just outside down the road outside the village.
Thank you.
I might actually pay him a visit tonight. You see, we ran amongst bandits along the way. So I would like to have some wounds treated, perhaps. Unless there's anyone else that you may suggest.
Dr. Greystone will be the man you need to speak with.
Ah, good, good. If you think he's capable, then I shall. And then obviously my aunt thought he was capable, so we shall see upon his services. So there was Dr. Harold. He was the one that was taking care of her, and since he's gone, she seems to have gone infirm. So whatever he was doing must have helped.
When did he leave the service? Do we know that? Was that roughly 2 years ago also?
I can't quite recount the day, but I know it was shortly before I was dismissed.
Do you know why? Was there arguments or disagreements in treatment?
Dr. Greystone and I were not close. I mean, It would be a strong word to even suggest that he is even acquainted with people in the village. People are very wary of him. Very cautious.
Why is this?
Because he's a doctor.
Because he's a learned man? And...
Learned it, certainly. I guess you could say that.
I'm not saying it, I'm asking it. I mean...
I would think it'd be like... Well... I mean, if he does things and you don't understand... I mean, there are people that are very superstitious for good reason. Many of those superstitions are, you know, holding a grain of truth. So... I imagine that, they keep arm's length away if they need to. And
Dennis shakes his head.
Well,
it is not because of superstition. It is because he is a quack.
Ah.
Quack. But it's okay for him to treat our lord's wounds.
There's only one man I know of in the village who can treat any manner of injury or illness, and it is the doctor. I would not entrust such things to the wise woman of the woods.
Well?
Let me be very clear. The people believe he is a quack.
The people? The wise...
Do you know if he stays up? Or he should be awake now, should he not? Is it still midday-ish? Or is it afternoon? Or what time is it today?
About mid-afternoon.
Mid-afternoon. So would you know if he would be home?
I don't see why he wouldn't be.
Okay. Well, perhaps after a while we shall visit him. I know I would like to myself to be looked at. Are any of the others to look around, taking a look at some people, kind of beaten up a little bit? Perhaps it would be good for us to see him.
I think it'd be good.
Yes. This doctor might give us a good perspective, too. If he has dismissal letters or letters...
He left before, remember?
He might still have correspondence.
True. He might have something. But so we'll talk to this
Hugo.
Dr. Harold Greystone.
Will there be a town hall meeting of the elders or anything so that my lord can... acquaint himself with them.
I think we were talking about potentially setting something up, talking to the elders first.
He nods. I can certainly arrange as such, but I do not think they would gather so quickly.
Of course, perhaps.
Perhaps a few days.
Indeed. Is there a normal, like, once a month type deal? Or once a week? Or once a fortnight? Do you ever meet to discuss things?
We meet every new moon.
Okay. Ah, so we would have just missed you.
Bye.
Well, Ernst did his best to get us here as soon as possible, but, well. Oh, well. But, I would like to go see this doctor now. We'll perhaps come back here and, well, rest for the rest of the evening and then travel to the manor tomorrow morning. Would you be able to find us a lodgings for tonight?
Oh, my lord, I had intended to put all of you up here.
Good,
you and your entire host are, of course, welcome to stay in the town hall.
Then I think we shall.
I have made some accommodations. I did not realize that your party was so large, but it will be no matter. I will attend to it the rest of the day.
Okay. Well, then, any who wish to go see the doctor with me may come along. Any who wish to stay behind may stay behind.
I'll stay and watch the Walstanian for our guest.
The Ravanian?
He's not Walstanian.
He's Ravanian.
He's Ravanian.
Oh, I thought he was Walstanian. No. Oh, okay. That was the joke.
Are there any Walstanians with us?
No.
We don't have any Walstanians in this party? No. Really? No. Wow, how long has it been?
It's been a long time.
Okay. Okay, well then, scratch that joke.
I'm afraid you will not find much entertainment here, he says. I will be attending to everything upstairs. You are certainly welcome to stay down here if you wish, but I would not expect many visitors. Not for the rest of the day. Not until the sun sets.
Well,
then that sounds good.
All right. Well, then perhaps
I really just wanted to take some rest. It's been a long day, and we had that frightful creature from the forest traveling with us.
All right, then. Well, thank you, Mr. Olmsted.
He nods.
Above board. Would you call him Master Olmsted because of his rank?
Certainly.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You know, you don't have to call him anything. You can call him Leo.
He signed it Mr. Olmsted, so...
Well, you can call him whatever he signed. You're a lord, but I was meaning for the rest of us.
He'd be considered a master, certainly.
He was the quartermaster.
Well, I was meaning the mayoral. You know,
I shall call him nothing whatsoever. Someone speak to him.
That's probably a good idea.
It's probably best if, you know, the women folk didn't speak to the mayor. It's probably best for the men to do such things. Isn't that right?
I understand that the shrillness of my voice can give one quite a headache and a fright.
You're outside of Olmsted's town hall.
So, what is everyone's perception of this man besides what we've already discussed? He's not being 100% honest. That's obvious.
Let's wait and see. Let's find out more information, and we can make a decision.
So to the doctor, then?
Yes.
Indeed. Finding your way to the doctor's house will not be difficult. He pointed out through a window down a road, and following that road is fairly simple. It's a footpath. It is alongside the river. The river is not broad here. You'd guess maybe 15, 20 feet at best, but it appears to be very deep. As you're walking along the way, there are people kind of attending to it. You see a few people actually out in the fields, and they are shucking, or they are checking plants. It is not time yet for harvest, but it is getting very, very close. People will watch you, and when your eyes lock with them, they quickly turn away. They cannot help but look, but they do not intend to stare. They do not intend offense.
Finally.
So keep your sword in its sheath, Tuck.
Well, so...
Eventually, you find your way to a stone cottage.
Oh, a stone cottage.
A stone cottage actually is accompanied by a very large water wheel.
Interesting. I mean, I'm sure we see these in Old Blork.
I thought he said doctor, not Miller. But...
You can see that there's a great abundance of plants and flowers and herbs that grow all around this. The air is very herbaceous, very pungent with the smell of clove and poppy and other flowers. All manner of vines seem to grow this way and that betwixt these small gardens, these little plots all around this home, including these very tall sunflowers that grow almost perfectly along the side, at one side of the building facing the sun along the west.
Interesting. What do you make of this, Madame Krista? All these plants.
Doctors, they use herbs, don't they?
How many do?
Certainly do.
So, at least we shall know that he is well supplied.
I think sometime I'd like to come in and sit for a bit.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Pleasant. Enjoys the company of butterflies and bees. Nice spring afternoon.
Bees.
Yeah, all the flowers and whatnots everywhere. It's a garden.
Old Tuck, he probably just wants to come in and find a nice spot to lay down and chew on poppy leaves.
Oh, yeah.
Hell, I might have half mine to join him if things don't pick up around here. This is one of the most boring damn places I've ever been.
It would make it a bit more interesting.
I mean, I have yet to see anything that even looks remotely close to a whore. There's only one kind of liquor to be had, which is, granted, some pretty good stuff those monks make, but sheesh, boys. We gotta find something to get into here.
Well, we might be hard-pressed, Gunter, but,
we might be able to stir these men up into some blitzball.
Well, that was an idea, too. See if they have any sort of athletic or, you know...
Perhaps some harvest time festivities are in order. Indeed.
But Dennis didn't seem to like violence.
All work and no play makes a dull person. Right?
Well, I'm not necessarily looking for any violence. I mean, hell, I ain't even been in so much as a dust-up for a week or two. But, you know, liquor and whores, I mean, you should be able to find that just about anywhere. I mean, those are two of the world's oldest professions, as far as I know.
Perhaps we should bypass the chest thumping for now and see to the field surgeon for the gaping wound.
I mean, it's stopped bleeding a little bit, yeah. It's good. It's fine. We'll see. But I will rap on the doctor's door.
There is no answer.
I assume there is no sign that says, like, the doctor's not in.
Door's unlocked.
Excuse me, sir.
Super option. You open the door to a man's home uninvited.
As I'm... Cold.
The door opens and the interior is dim, save for the light that's passing through the panes of glass and the thin linen shades that hang over it. It is a man's home.
Dr. Greystone?
There's no response.
Perhaps he's not home. Perhaps a walk about the garden then. As we wait for him here. Try to keep your hands out of things if you would, please.
Peering inside, how large does his building look like? Like, does it look like a one-room building? Does it look like a several-room building?
Probably several chambers inside here, including a chimney. How are you going to sweep that chimney?
Well, he's What's done. The point?
That's a funny looking chimney.
Door's open.
Oh, well, they normally probably don't expect people to walk inside other people's houses.
That was our entire job in Mork.
Indeed, and this is not Mork, but...
Most of those doors are locked, to be fair.
That's what we had took.
Indeed, but
I don't think we're repossessing anything from the doctor, though.
No.
Indeed.
As Gunter was saying, the pace here is a little too slow for me. Maybe I need to readjust my calibers.
I think that would be good, but
you opened the door, Lord. It's not like you can cut my hand off.
Of course. I mean, you have not walked yet through the threshold. You just yelled inside.
There we go.
So,
that's what you would do at a coaching station if somebody hadn't answered.
Well, I mean, we did that once, and you saw how that fell down. Yeah, so.
True, and it does seem a bit odd to not have, you know, like a doctor's facilities on the bottom and the living space on top.
Well, not many places around here are two stories, Tuck.
Madam Crusoe, you see a prince. He sees you clearly at the head of his door, peering inside. Pardon me. Excuse me. He says as he walks forward, and the water sloshing back and forth. Excuse me. Are you good fellows?
Are you Doctor Harold Greystone?
He wipes the sweat from his brow, where he has his sleeves rolled up, and clearly has been working. You can see these small octagonal glasses clinging to the end of his nose, and they're threatening to slip off because he is covered in so much sweat. Well, I am Doctor Greystone. Yes. I have the pleasure of hello.
I am Wesley Winterthorne. Nice to meet you. These are my companions, Colmarius, as I go down the list.
Good day.
Good afternoon, friends. M'lady. My goodness, he says. Would you help me with these buckets?
Certainly.
Good sir. He looks toward Gaunter. don't spill the water. It's been... There's something in there. It's very... Come inside, he says. He welcomes you inside, and he closes and leaves the door open. And the inside of this place smells like the herbs outside, but they've been drying from the eaves or between the rafters inside here. You can see a few cots. You can see... It looks like basically almost like a very complex tool shed. There are many boxes, wooden boxes full of metal instruments, and there are some old rags lying crumpled up almost waist high near where the walls meet. The place just kind of gives the appearance of a workspace of sort, a workshop of sort, but you're not really sure what he would be working on in such a place, save for drying herbs. A mortar and pestle is nearby. You can see a large number of volumes of books up on a shelf, 5, in fact. He has a wall that is made with a chalkboard where he has a curious number of drawings and etchings upon it. Well, I'm afraid I'm not prepared for visitors today. I don't often get people here, you see.
I heard you are the only doctor in town, and well, I thought I would call upon you.
I have earned that right. I have, as you can see right over here, he points toward a placard on the wall. You see that piece of paper?
Ah, well, let me investigate. Yes. Yeah.
I was trained formally in Chandring, you see.
Chandring. Never heard of that place.
It's why I earned my degree in doctoring, you see. So, but what brings you to, what brings you to Dun Hollow?
Well, what brings me to Dun Hollow is, well, to, take account of my future inheritance, and well.
Oh my goodness! You're that little Lord Winterbourne.
Indeed, Lord Wesley Winterbourne.
Ah yes. Okay, so you're. Ah yes. Okay, yes. Of course. I thought you looked familiar. You look just like your uncle.
I hear that often. Yes.
I have seen to your uncle and your father for many years. Yes.
How old does he look?
You would guess maybe 55, almost 60.
So maybe he's seen... Yeah, old people in this place. Because I'm an adult now, yeah. So it's... I mean, well, seen to him. Interesting. Well, now you get to see to me too, the whole family.
I see. Yes. Well, sit down, I guess, I suppose. I mean, that's the best that, you know, I can do, I suppose. Tell me what ails you, Sir Harrison.
Just a few minor scratches here and there. It doesn't seem to be right in itself, so...
Remove your shirt, if you would.
Very well.
You received quite a thrashing, he says. Ah. Was this a knife? A sword, perhaps? Or a spear?
I can't rightly recall. It was quite a dust-up.
Well, I must know the matter of the wound to diagnose and give the appropriate treatment.
I believe it was knives, if I recall, wasn't it?
Knives! Knife fights in Dun Hollow?
No.
What?
Brigands
what?
On the road, far to the south.
Oh dear.
Near Old Wolk, you see. No issue once we got past.
Pish posh!
Comes with the territory.
No issue once we got past the crossroads.
Well, when you wear a sword on your waist, I mean, what do you expect, right?
Respect.
Men to known to walk away, but instead of trying to rob you.
Well, that's good. It's good. Ah, he will attend to your wounds. We'll bandage.
We'll turn my back to offer him modesty and privacy.
Hmm. I will too, just to examine the books.
Yeah. In assorted volumes. They don't seem to be nonfiction.
Not a good for humans.
Not a cook humans.
I'll sketch a picture of him in his moment of vulnerability and then go outside and post it to Facebook.
That's great. Roll percentiles. It's a 65% chance.
Okay.
And it flips to succeed.
That is a 9%.
Yeah. You go up one step.
All right.
Well, you got off lucky here. You see just a bit of ointment right here. Ungent? Yes.
Thank you, Doctor.
So I am most curious, he says, as he pulls a flask out from beneath of his vest and takes a pull. What are big city slickers like you doing here?
hopefully seeking treatment for our wounds.
That's certainly a long way to go from Old Lork to find old Dr. Greystone.
As I mentioned earlier, I'm here to take account of Dun Hollow. You see, I've never been here before. And I hear that my aunt has, well, taken perhaps a turn for the worse.
Oh goodness, yes.
When, from what I understand, you used to treat her, did you not?
I did treat your great aunt for a number of years, yes. After I returned from university.
Hmm. And so, yes, I mean, you're apparently the last physician that she has seen and has deteriorated in time.
Oh, her mind has degraded for quite some time, I must say.
Oh, yeah?
Say, milady.
Mm-hmm. I beg pardon.
Please, come join us.
Only if Sir Harrison is,
Yes, I'm quite...
He is most decent. There's no sense for... You need no full propriety here. We are all friends.
I appreciate that, but I suppose that is Sir Harrison's modesty to give away, or is it not?
Ah.
So here's what I'm concerned.
Here's what I want you to do. After the sun sets,
yes.
Take this dose of Quicksilver.
Mm-hmm.
Drink it.
Okay.
And sleep with the blanket on your head tonight.
Thank you.
You will find the sickness gone.
Yes. I take the Quicksilver.
Not yet.
I just...
No sooner than sundown.
And a blanket on his head?
Indeed.
Doctor's orders.
No. I just wanted to make sure we were all wrapped and ready.
Well, you'll find my injury perhaps a little bit more moderate than Sir Harrison's, as I was shot with an arrow. Could you believe it?
Well, I am surprised you came all the way from Old Lork to here to seek out Dr. Christian's anatomy.
Well, you see, there wasn't quite a physician or animal mender in the crossroads. We'd had to have returned to Old Lork in order to find a physician, so it's actually quite fortuitous that we came upon you here.
Certainly. So roll percentiles. It is going to be a 55% chance.
Yep.
To succeed.
That is 100.
Oh, my dear. If you look here, you can see clearly that you need to put... Yes, larvae all along the wound. Here's what we're going to do. Apply larvae. And when the larvae... Come here. When the larvae begin to fester and lay eggs, 2 days hence, the infection will subside.
Oh, dear. It has infected.
The infection is there already.
Hmm.
You should... not troubled so in dirty clothes. That's why it is infected. Yes, that is why it's infected.
It has been many days untreated. If I should not be really too surprised.
Well, if that's the case, you should treat it sooner than later.
'Tis already treated. Come back tomorrow.
No. I'm asking for all cases of being shot with an arrow.
Yes.
You should treat it sooner than later.
Indeed.
Okay, well...
Do you have a doctor's degree?
No, I was shot with an arrow too. That's why I'm asking.
You have been infected. Return to me tomorrow, post-haste, and we shall see to your infection. But make certain that when the larvae lay eggs, that you do not remove them.
What's a larvae?
'Tis a fly, a bottle fly, but it is small and white, and I've placed it inside the injury, the wound, you see. They will lay eggs. Let the eggs sit. Should they turn to flies, squeeze them until they're dead.
Oh, you're talking about maggots.
Larvae.
Maggots, larvae. Okay.
That is the scientific term, of course. But I am afraid, Lord Wesley Winterbourne, your wounds are infected.
Hmm.
Who else should I see to?
Me, I'm fit as a fiddle, with the exception of my ale tank running a little bit low.
Well, please. He'll hand you his flask.
Thank you, sir.
I was shot with an arrow.
What's your current damage condition?
Lightly wounded.
Okay, 65% chance. Hope to succeed.
And I got a 25.
Okay, you got one step. Be sure to mark under injuries that your wounds are infected.
Infected. Any putting flies in your guts.
We don't know.
Well, certainly you didn't come here just for my treatments. I certainly know.
Right. Well, I come to learn.
Now, listen.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
As your doctor, I recommend that you be quiet.
Oh. So you asked me to ask questions, but then ask me to be quiet. All right, cool, then you shall lead the investigation.
You should watch your words, because the more words you speak, the more likely it is the flies will not lay their eggs.
That seems reasonable.
He's coming.
So, Doctor, when was the last time you saw his great aunt? Roughly 2 years? Has it been that long? Or have you been called back to the house for ailments?
Oh, goodness, no. No, I have not been called back in some time. I tendered my resignation.
What's that mean?
Was there a disagreement for that reason, for your reason for leaving?
No disagreement. I just didn't feel I was free to practice my trade as God intended. As the martyr intended, of course. The true God.
Would that be the steward? Oh, he just needs that alone.
We will see to the steward tomorrow for Lord Wesley to treat the infection. But not today.
Ah.
Today is Martyr's Day.
Martyr's Day, then. Monday. It is Monday. You're right. Martyr's Day. That makes sense. Then what happened? Was there some disagreement with Hugo in yourself?
Oh, Mr. Hugo Downing. I thought he was a delightful gentleman, honestly. He always treated me fairly.
Who stopped you practicing then?
No, I tendered my resignation, I did. I just didn't feel comfortable in that environment anymore. I was not free to ply my trade as I saw fit, and through pressures that bubbled up, I felt it best to tender my resignation lest I be let go without severance.
What were these pressures, and who was putting those pressures upon you?
Well, you see, I'm assuming you're interrogating.
I am now. Okay. Because he's not answering questions.
Okay, are you order aligned or chaos aligned?
I am. Hold on, I gotta get back there real quick. Currently ordered.
Okay, so what social class are you?
I am a beggar, most likely by chaos.
So you're higher order? It's a hard interrogation test.
Hard interrogation test. Okay.
It's resignation, the scientific term forgotten.
I have a 36.
It's like he quit.
There's a chance here.
Why didn't you say quit?
I don't know how that is.
You rolled two.
You need a. Which one's your units and which one's your tens?
No, he's gonna
Okay.
I'll reroll.
Roll a 10. Yeah.
Oh, 05.
Okay. Well, I felt that it was no longer appropriate because my practices were seen as unseeming.
You've said that. Who's putting this pressure that you weren't allowed to perform your task as you saw?
Well, fit, I considered Mr. Hugh Downing a very close friend, mind you. We were fast friends since he arrived. But, as time progressed, I realized that the pressures of being the only doctor in the house...
Aren't you the only doctor in the entire region?
Well, certainly, yes. But... My friend Hugo Downing, he said, look, it is best for you to tizzy your resignation, lest you be let go. Baroness was very upset at her last leeching.
So Hugo just suggested this to you?
Twas more than a suggestion. It was a strong suggestion.
So you were going to get your papers for release, so you decided to tender your resignation?
Yes. So that I may save face, of course.
Save face, but didn't they let everyone go in the household?
Yes. However, my release would have been without severance, without recognition of my services. I would have been
fired.
Yes. And then how else could I apply my trade here in Dunhollow? Where else would I go? Certainly not going to Grawl's Den.
I don't know what that is, but...
Grawl's Den? Oh. You don't want to go there. Let us say that much.
Is it within the barony?
Tis. North, but you don't want to go there.
Okay, so Grawl's Den is not a place we want to go, but...
To the matter at hand.
Let's keep to the matter, then. This man... Hugo and you were fast friends.
Mr. Hugo and Downing were professional friends, for we had professional training in chandering. Not on the same school, mind you. I mean, he was some number of years behind me, as I was his elder.
Ah, so you actually went to the same university?
Not the same. I couldn't recall if you asked me what university you went to, but I went to chandering. He points to the placard on the wall once again.
I'd like to inspect that. Take a look at it.
Certainly. Oh, please, look! But don't touch. Tis delicate. Barely made the trip here. In the rain. Horrendous. So, yes. I tender my resignation upon the suggestion of Hugo Downing. Mr. Hugo Downing, of course. So, I'll continue to ply my trade here. In Dunhollow Village.
And
which
so...
is good.
So you've had... Huh.
So, pardon the interruption here, Inspector, but if I may, Doctor, you say you tend to other folks here, as you've remained since your time at the barony has come to an unforeseen end. Here,
yes, the rheumatisms year. And sicknesses that children and wives and... Husbands, right?
So,
yes.
So it'd be safe to say that you get to see and conversate with a fair amount of the folk who inhabit these fine lands, then.
Oh, you wouldn't believe some of the things that people say behind closed doors.
Well, you'd be surprised, but that's neither here nor there, because what I'm wondering is of all the people that you see and talk to on a regular basis, and all the people they see and talk to on a regular basis, and so on and so forth, has anyone seen or talked to the Baroness herself since you last laid eyes on her? As far as you know?
I would think not.
Very interesting.
And why would you think not? Is it because Hugo will not allow anybody else in the house?
I don't know about that. I just know that people know that Baroness is very sick, so they would not go to the estate. She is...
Two years.
She is taken with an affliction.
What sort of affliction?
An affliction that you don't want to be around. An affliction that...
Is that the technical, the medical term? What would the medical term be for that?
Goodness, I could not say. I was unable to diagnose.
What were the symptoms, then?
Symptoms? Oh, you mean that which she had exhibited such things that were unusual?
Yeah, like a degree in medicine, not doctoring.
Well... I should say that her
characteristics grew more and more queer over the year leading up to my resignation. Being a woman of elderly age, naturally she is prone to sleep when the sun goes down and awaken a few hours before the sun goes up. However,
those seem like pretty normal.
However, that changed. Her nightly congress became more and more prevalent, I suppose, to a point where the Baroness was barely sleeping a wink, despite her age.
So, up all night and up all day.
Yes, but it is not. It's not only that. The woman is infirm. She cannot walk.
Yes, yes, we know of that.
She stays in a particular part of the estate that is for her and herself. Save for her congress with Mr. Hugo Danning when the sun is up. But myself and many other servants could swear they could hear her walking upstairs. But her peculiarities grew more and more strange. Less characteristic of the Baroness, gifted with longevity that one she was.
So when did she have to start using the wheelchair?
Oh goodness, maybe 3 winters ago.
But you could swear this last 2 years ago was the last you saw this woman, and you swore you could hear her walking.
'Twas not only myself, 'twas all the other servants in the house.
How could they tell between Hugo and
Yeah,
how could they tell?
Or was it just somebody walking around late at night up there?
Perhaps, although the servants know better than to haunt her halls. She's a very private woman.
But you said Hugo took residence in that same area?
Nay, they conferred during the daylight hours.
Day only.
Well, maybe Hugo is sneaking around while she's, you know, distracted or in another room or something.
The man's a barrister, for Lona's sake. Why would he sneak around? He's got a certificate just like I do.
Well, true. I don't have a certificate, so I wouldn't know of such things.
So. But do you know the university he went to? Do you have a clue?
Chandering somewhere? I do not know. He's told me this and that, but I cannot recall off the top of my head. Give me the night, and perhaps I will.
So sneaking about or operating in broad daylight aside, in your opinion, what exactly is it that this Downing is doing for or to or with the Baroness, in your opinion? Because before you answer, we have all got it on good authority from multiple reputable folks in this here village since we arrived earlier today that he may not be a man of upstanding repute at all. In fact, he might be a downright dirty, two-faced snake of some sort.
But my word, who would insist such a thing? Mr. Hugo Danning is a man of the law.
Well, sure, I mean...
What upstanding people have besmirched his good name? You would tell me?
We don't aim to sow discord in the village. We're repeating the rumors that we heard.
And quite honestly, I find it hard to believe that a handful of fellers and a lady who just showed up this morning heard rumors like that. And you've been here for years and ain't never caught wind of anything like that. A person like me, where I come from, without any certificates or fancy papers, regardless, that's something that we say smells kind of funny.
Am I right or wrong,
fellers?
I would say I was offended if I was capable of such. But I will call your claims balderdash, and I will tell you this: people talk in this town, and that is true. And some people trust Hugo Danning, and others do not. But Mr. Hugo Danning is a man of the law. He's a man of his word. His words mean more than anyone else's word. If his words are not true, then he is not a lawyer. Right? That's how it works, right?
That is absolutely not how it works.
That sounds like something somebody on his payroll would say, if you ask me.
That is offensive, I should say. But maybe you should just leave my house now. Maybe that's the best thing here. Clearly you have come here for terrible things. You're implying, whatever you're implying.
Well, maybe you
can label it however you want to, Doctor, but I've seen enough liars in my lifetime to know one when it's standing in front of me. And you can threaten to throw me out of here and do whatever the heck you want to do, but let's be realistic. I could rearrange this herb garden with your face, and there's nothing that you could do about it.
You get 3 corruption. You guys are really pushing it tonight. I'm just telling you right now, you're really pushing it. So he stops for a moment, and he takes a beat.
So maybe we should apologize for our man.
No. Let's do this. Let's do this.
No, gentlemen, get to apologize and move on.
What?
What's good for the goose is good for the gander, is what I'm saying.
What are you talking about?
What you said earlier to me.
He didn't say that.
No.
Dennis just said that.
Surely, of course.
Let's have a more civil tone. I know you're... He's a blitzball. You know this old. They're more aggressive than us autistic types.
Sure,
educated types.
Yes, of course. I am telling you true. Mr. Hugh Downing is an upstanding man. I don't care what anyone else says. He's a man of his word. He's a man of the law. You can trust him.
I mean, lawyers can go both ways with the law.
Certainly, they use it to their advantage.
Yes. Yes, that is a good way to put that. Does anyone else have anything to speak with the doctor about?
I don't have anything to say in general. I just fear for... What's going on at the manor? I believe we need to move there post-haste.
She is clearly infirm and out of her mind. It is good that she has Mr. Uwadani to take care of her estate and to account for her family resources. Yes?
I am under the opinion that something very unseemly is going to is happening there.
Oh. It is rather queer that everyone has been released from duty, but I suspect that is because the coffers are running dry.
I do have something of a bit of another question. Do you have any written correspondence from the Baroness?
The Baroness does not take her own letters, fall to her major demo.
You have some from Hugo then?
He is her major demo. I have correspondences that I have shared with Hugo over the years.
Well, when okay, if he's ever written anything, does it have the lady's seal on it?
Personal correspondences? Nay.
Okay.
I do not recall the last time I've ever been issued anything from the Baroness herself.
Fair enough.
Even was your dismissal not received and signed upon?
I tendered my resignation. Oh, it was simply an agreement between 2 gentlemen, and I went on my way.
That's
with an ample allowance, of course, but...
Coffers running dry, but alliance is still giving.
Enough to at least put me on my feet here.
To be consistent with all the people that were released.
I was given a deed to this place, and I turned it into my workshop.
What are you working on?
I am trying to understand the inner workings of a dog.
Of a dog?
Yes.
Do you believe they have similar anatomy to us humans?
Well, I must admit my studies are a bit more personal. I suppose. I continue to study animals, four-legged beasts, things that wander in the woods, raccoons, chipmunks, Trash pandas, what you call them. Many four-legged beasts, and dogs in particular. They've always fascinated me. The Baroness had many dogs.
If you were to study such things in a mirror, then you would be studying the very underpinnings of philosophy.
Yes. Philosophy.
Sounds rough.
Oh, dear. Krista rubs her brow at the terrible pun from Wesley.
Dad joke. I only get to talk so much. I'm making dumb jokes, all right?
It's okay.
'Twas, you know, the illness of the Baroness. She was dog bit.
Just by a dog.
Yes.
One from the kennel master. One from our own kennel.
Aye. Twas why I believe that she... Well, where her sickness, her affliction came from.
From a dog bite.
Aye.
How long ago was this?
Goodness, it must have been 3 winters ago.
3 winters, and how long has she been infirmed in a wooden chair?
3 times. You said that already.
3 winters. Right.
Twas after she was bit.
And this was when we still had a full allotment of staff in the manor, right?
Well, certainly.
Okay, so she was walking at that time then?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
All right.
Not perfectly, of course, being a woman of nearly 78 winters, but she was walking well enough. Sturdy, she was.
She would like wander the yard and such.
Certainly. She would always be accompanied by Mr. Hugo Downing, of course, for aid and for help.
Right.
Her closest confidant.
Well, okay. That makes sense. But if she was up in her, you know, room upstairs and in the chair, then that wouldn't make very much sense, her getting there. But it makes sense now.
What became of the dog? What did you notice about it? How did it happen? Why did she get bit?
Why do dogs bite people?
Well,
they deserve it.
It could be because of its upbringing.
I do not think that a 78-year-old woman would deserve to be dog bit.
No, that's why a dog bites you, is you deserve it.
Well, maybe that dog is bad. Dogs bite people for all manner of reasons. Dog can be your closest companion and snap, turns around and bites your hand for no apparent reason. The kennel master, well, many wild dogs in his kennels, but most of them have been turned loose to the wood.
I see. But I was more referring to the nature of the dog itself. Was it rabid? Did it have any sort of disease that would prompt her condition?
Goodness, no. The dog was put down.
Yes.
This is a simple point. Maybe I'm thinking of something that why were the coffers running dry? The estate is massive. The incomes from these villages and homesteads and the lumber have to be quite substantial.
It's quite an astute question.
Why, at this point, would coffers be running dry? That seems irregular, since...
Quite. I would say the only one who would know of the reasons for that, the true reasons, would be, well, Mr. Hugo Downing.
But he's got a certificate, so he's on the up and up.
Roll a rumor test. Your test will be challenging.
Challenging. 25. No, not even remotely close.
Okay.
Lord Wesley, if I might inquire, what goods are consisting of this ironwood that your family has made a fortune from petrified trees? What function does that serve? It's so heavy and inflexible.
Ships?
Building material?
Bows.
Bows.
Hunting tools. Yeah, bows.
Ironwood bows are supposed to be the best bows. You would say...
Odell man meant no, this better than anyone, but that's what it's been suggested that Harpers strive to find ironwood bows.
You would say military application, then, largely.
Yes. Civil. Buildings, trade ships.
Why would you need ironwood for buildings?
Strong.
Well, most wood.
Use stone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stronger.
Why would a building need to be stronger
than stone? A ship makes sense. It's light. It
floats.
Keep in mind that ironwood is not, they're not full grown trees, they're always saplings.
Right. It would be very hard to build a ship out of ironwood, right?
I mean, it would be impossible.
Yeah. Okay, that's right. Yeah, it's military. That's the reason it's...
Yes.
Is it fair to say that this town's fortunes, you've lived here for many winters, is it fair to say that this village's fortunes are sort of ebb and flow with the tide of conflict?
Oh, certainly. The rise of the Bastion King in the east? The kin strife? Certainly, yes.
The border war?
Oh, that predates my time.
I'm not too up and up.
It's 225 down. I was back in like 168.
Kinstrife is the most recent.
Yeah,
sorry.
I'm not too up and up on the state of war, but we's in a pretty good peaceful time, like, isn't we?
I heard there's rumblings in Cairo, but it's far from here.
What's that?
Land far off.
Right. So.
Winterborn. That's interesting.
So
I'll
yeah.
Tail off without
when was last?
Anymore.
When was the Kinstrife?
About 5 years ago.
Okay.
The White Wolf. There's.
That's yeah. The Kinstrife is when everything came to its head in Aglador and the Rovane Girdle. Eventually, there were a number of small petty houses vying for the throne, but eventually. Sir Cassander Malister unified the East and the West through the marriage of I can't remember, something Genevieve, her name escapes me, but he was called the Unifier because he brought peace to Aglador.
Mm-hmm.
And the Rovane Girl and Aglador became one country.
Are we running in parallel right now from previous timelines? So is the White Wolf and all the...
That's already happened.
That's already happened.
Yeah,
okay.
That's already happened up north.
Okay.
So the conflict is over.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, because it was resolved in our last. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I just didn't know if we were in parallel with that campaign. Or...
Yeah, this happened. This is afterwards. So that happened in 221. It's now 225.
Okay.
So a few years after.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
I know that was right up to Kinstrife too.
That's right. But to say that the Winterborn family has certainly made money from the conflict, certainly. The need for ironwood is wanes and waxes with the coming of war and whatnot, but the war was so far away from here, I just don't know how it's even possibly applicable to what's happening. I am a scholarly man, mind you. I have a certificate.
Well, I am a scholarly man also, and logic dictates that those do have bearing upon each other. It's simple.
I simply study the ways of the inner workings of men and dogs. I don't know anything about that. You're going to be barking up the wrong tree.
In a way, the whisper aside, in a way, the ironwood weapons themselves study the inner workings of men and dogs.
Well, I'm not one for much of studying an inner workings of a dog. Does anyone else have any questions for him so that he can get back to his studies?
You have a very lovely garden, and I thank you for your hospitality. The road was long and wearying.
But simply, we'll all brush our shoulders off and we'll be friends again tomorrow.
Hmm. Aye?
Sure.
You're welcome in any time.
Yes.
Good morrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When we step outside, I want to be without an earshot away.
Mm-hmm. Certainly. Oh, easily. You're well down the road back to the village.
We need to track this back.
Keep an eye on.
Talk. Oh, yeah. It was a previous conversation of, like, where's he go back to? That sort of thing.
Yes, yes. I believe this man is an agent of Hugo's, or Hugo's in a, you know, well, vice versa.
Either that, or he's book smart and sense daft.
No, he knows. I don't know if he knows anything.
Okay, well, you see, you know what I... Now, I could be completely wrong here, but you know how when the Reeves back in Old Law could be like, oh, well, you know, another person was, tied at the arms and legs and thrown into the lake, you know, and they wash ashore and they ask around in the neighborhood, do you see anything? Do you see anything? Do you see anything? And all the people, no matter which neighborhood in Old Lork, they all say, we ain't seen nothing.
Yeah.
Well, it's because they're afraid to talk.
Right.
And so,
you think this man is afraid to talk? To lose his
pension? Well, he could be, you know.
Snitches get larvae.
Yeah.
Snitches get larvae.
he could be in on it, like he says, or he could, it could be afraid.
But my lord, you can speak.
Are you going to ignore the doctor's orders?
No. Okay.
Not on his recommendation.
Not
maybe
a doctor.
If Madame Krista said something, I would listen to her.
You know, I think that men reveal their weaknesses and their secrets and when they are distressed. And I'm pretty sure that if he had anything to say, then Gaunter would have spooked it out of him one end or the other.
Yes, yes.
And I don't think that perhaps I'm wrong. I'm a simple woman, but he did not seem to be of one particularly guilty conscience.
I think I'd agree with that. I would like to see this barrister, though. It doesn't seem like the right type to me.
If he was trying to hide something, he was either doing it very well or extremely poorly, and nothing in between. He's either exceptionally clever or he's a little separated, and honestly, he seems the latter.
I think he could be a little bit of both, but one thing rang really clear for me, and I don't know about you fellas, but to speak that highly of the person who's the cause of your loss of livelihood and income, regular income.
As I said, it sounds to me like his fortunes are tied to this man, and speaking ill of him might mean he loses that fortune.
I mean,
good cop, bad cop. I was appreciative of that.
Which one were
good
you?
Bailiff, bad bailiff.
Good bailiff, bad bailiff.
I mean, good shire, bad shire.
Let's put it this way. How many folks have we met so far who've lost their livelihood at the hands of this feller? Who are that happy with him? I mean, this doctor, he's singing praises of the guy, and
yes.
The mayor, he's ready to have him strung up. So I think it's clear here that we're probably going to run into one of two types of people when it comes to our dealings with this Downey.
Well,
those who are on the tape,
have
and
you
those
ever,
who are cut out.
Have you ever met somebody who is so...
You're the investigator, not me.
I'm using your words here. Spade's a spade, right?
Have you ever
I think
met
you hit
somebody
it right on the head, sir.
You ever met somebody who was so hopeful that, like, he was being taken advantage of, he was being stolen from, and he still thought the person was a friend? You know, like,
Madame Krista sort of looks away.
Oh, I was looking over at you too. I was like,
well, if you know, like when somebody trusts someone so well that even when they tell them to do something that isn't right for themselves, they still like, well, you know, Hugo, he said that I should do this. because it's what's best for me. And he thinks, in you know, we're friends. We're fast friends. He knows what's best for me. I should listen to him. He wouldn't do anything wrong to me, because I wouldn't do anything wrong to him. Of course I should listen. I mean, is it possible this fellow is that way?
It is.
It is possible.
If he intended a ruse, then he would call the bailiff a scoundrel, and he would do so perhaps too wholeheartedly.
Yes. Agreed.
I think you... Yeah. It's a good assumption.
Well, it happens all the time with the little people, as some lords would say. The little people down back in Old Log.
Well, if we're assuming that he's saying the truth, I mean, how outlandish that may be, but if he were saying the truth, you know, Hugo could have said, you should get out while you can, get your pension, get out of here, and that way you're not cut off and fired. So maybe it's true, maybe it's not, but it's possible.
See, now, Dinesh got the pension. He got a lump sum. To me, that seems like a, and let's use these words in Lorgian terms, that seems like a bribe.
Or a payment for services rendered.
That's you have found a clue. You got a clue.
We got a clue, we got a clue, we got a clue, we got a clue. Good job.
You said the word.
Your clue you have found is pension and payoff.
Pension and payoff.
Is your first clue for the investigation of the Dunhollow mystery. And we will stop here for the night.
Dun, dun, dun.
Everybody gets 100 reward points. So, I'm going to roll corruption.
Alright.
Corruption.
If what I roll is equal to or less than the value, you increase your chaos rank one step. Equal to or less than.
Right.
I didn't get any.
Six. I think everybody had order rank tonight.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Yep. So I'd recommend purchasing what fellowship you can bonus, for now.
Fellowship bonus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And we will continue next week. Is everybody here next week?
Mm-hmm.
I am.
Cool. I think we all are.
Good luck, guys, at the convention. Yeah. I'm very excited for you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We'll
see what happens.
Absolutely.
It's tomorrow night. So, even if we don't win, it'll be cool.
That one. That was pretty.
Yeah.
Once you said the dog, I was like, okay. Yeah.
He's a necromancer.
He's a necromancer.
Zombie dog.
He's working on dogs. Zombie.
Heavy emphasis on the necro.
All right. Thanks again, guys. We will see our viewers and listeners next week. I will get these two episodes up here in the next 24 hours. And
thanks for listening. And
yeah.
Watching.
Thanks, guys. Well, see you later.
Bye.
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 Yes, Queen.
We are coming. We are coming.